From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you were like me sitting around your room at home singing, "This is for the lover in you," well, we got something coming up for you. Howard Hewitt of the group Shalimar. I know you guys don't want to hear me sing. But anyway, we've also got our yoga mom from Iraq. She has returned home in time for Mother's Day. First, we've got a few headlines. Let's start in Rockland County, New York. A Christian minister at the county jail was suspended last month for giving anti-Islam pamphlets to inmates. They contained cartoons denouncing Muhammad and showed the conversion of Muslims to Christianity. Now, according to the Associated Press, the jail is hiring an imam for its Muslim prisoners. The minister remains suspended with pay, and the jail also has a priest and a rabbi on staff. New Jersey could soon become the first state to abolish capital punishment. According to Reuters, the New Jersey Senate's Judiciary Committee voted overwhelmingly in favor of the ban. Now it heads to the democratically controlled legislature for a full vote. If the bill passes, new sentences will top out at life without parole. In 2006, states executed 53 inmates. That's the lowest capital tally in 10 years.